Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I am feeling the Christmas spirit, baby. These lights got me on one.
Yeah, good job, Mariah. Mariah really, she really did it all. Oh. She really got it all, don't she? She took the little Christmas lights, she put it in our dead plants.
Mm-hmm. You got to spruce it up a little bit.
You know, mama said you can't polish turd because it's still turd. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in with these trees.
You can't mop mud.
Exactly. We got candy canes by our side. We got, of course, our coffees that are not out yet, but we drink it every day, so we get to experience it before y'all. Sorry
baby, it's perfection.
It's great stuff, guys. We cannot wait to finally release it. Let's get into this podcast. There's a lot to talk about today.
Roll that intro.
It's coffee tall, baby. Let's cheers.
Oh my god, I forgot you have one hand. Sorry. I really put you on the spot. Woo! Oh,
guys, we did all that silent. That
yeah, I wish you guys could see how awkward that is because we don't have the music playing we're doing it.
We do this dance every time the intro, you know, while the intro song is supposed to be playing, but it's silent in here when we dance. So it's really awkward.
Super awkward.
We always got to do it.
But welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby.
I'm your host, Zane Hijazi.
And I'm Heath Hussar.
And this is Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Yeah. Oh my god, it feels good to be back. I feel like we haven't done this in so long.
Yeah, we haven't done it in like a week and a half, right?
Yeah, because we had to stock up. Oh my gosh.
So Heath and Mariah had to go out of town. Me and Matt had shit to do. So we had to stock up.
Yeah, we but had now Thanksgiving. Hope you guys had an amazing holiday. Hope you guys got to spend it with your family, your friends, and you know, you were thankful for something.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming back and tuning in again.
Yeah, that's what we're really thankful for. Thank you guys for leaving the reviews also on the podcast.
Hey, what's up, Pasa? Yo, get the merch. Get that merch, baby.
Yeah, plug that. There you go. I'm ready for Christmas. Like, as soon as Thanksgiving ends, I'm like, let's just do this.
Yeah. Has, like, the spirit of the season hit you guys yet?
It doesn't hit me until I buy my first gift. As soon as I buy that first gift, I'm like, yes, I can't wait to give it to that person. So then I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for Christmas.
I think the older I get, the more I don't feel it anymore. I feel like I have to wait till I get kids to feel it again. Because
what do
like,
you mean?
Because I don't know. Because I think when I was a kid, it was like really Christmassy when you're a kid, you know? But now it's not so Christmassy. I think it's because we're in LA too.
I feel like
LA doesn't really celebrate Christmas that strongly.
I think it's not being with family that makes it feel not Christmassy. But then also, being older, you're not like... The whole fun and joy of Christmas is like you wanted something. There was something that you wanted. Like there was a toy that was coming out, and like just being a kid, like that was what was exciting about
Christmas. It was really exciting getting excited about toys that were coming out too, because now you can't really get excited
There's
about
literally nothing.
Anything new. It's just like you get the new iPhone and that's it. Like what else is there unless you get a new app?
Well, things just become so much more expensive too.
That's true.
As you get older, like,
you want a car?
A $10 toy ain't cutting it.
What were we getting when we were 15, 16 years old? Still, like, I remember getting Game Boy.
I remember getting clothes. Clothes was my biggest thing. I loved getting new clothes for Christmas. And then my parents would just give me, like, a check.
Sorry. My hat just keeps hitting the plant, so you just hear this.
Stuck up in our Christmas tree.
You just hear a crackle every 5 seconds because I keep moving, and this thing keeps hitting it, but I moved it now, so we're good.
I still want to play Chutes and Ladders, though, but like make a Vlog Squad edition.
Oh.
Chutes and Ladders.
That would be fun.
Like an internet version of Chutes and Ladders.
Okay.
Where like, you've been canceled, and you go down the chute.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
An old tweet has come up from 2009.
Wow. Whammo. Damn, that's funny.
Or you just collaborated on a makeup palette with Jeffree Star. What?
straight to the head.
That's good. Oh my god!
What other internet things that could happen to you in that like Chutes and Ladders game?
I don't know. We should get a patent on it now because people are going to be ripping off that idea. Oh my god! As soon as they listen to this,
because anybody could play that game. Yeah, like, anybody. Like you don't have to be like creator to play that game. Like anybody could really enjoy that.
No,
game.
That's so exciting. Holy
yeah, let's shit. Let's plan it right now, right after this podcast. Let's plan it.
Okay,
yeah,
let's go get a lawyer.
Get it done before this comes out.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, it's already done. It's already done.
Please don't take our ideas.
We just so aggressive. It's done already, so don't even try.
Yeah. Guys, if you're listening, we just click pause. So for the past hour, we've been on the phone filing a patent. So sorry, it's done.
All right, so to start off, I would like to apologize. If I'm acting any differently, I am on a lot of meds. I feel like I've been on the same meds for the past 3 months, because
you had your teeth out.
I had my wisdom teeth, so they had to give me strong shit for that, which was hydrocodone.
Oh,
and then I got my hair transplant done, and they prescribed me hydrocodone.
Ooh.
And then
now what?
Hydrocodone.
I think Zane is purposefully doing shit to put him in a like situation where he has to take it. It's like, oh no, he risks breaking his arm just to be able to get the pills again.
I hate the medication I'm on. It sucks. Like it makes, the only good thing about it is that it gets rid of the pain. That's it. But it like really, it just downs you. Like it makes you not want to do anything. It makes you like just sit and do nothing all day. And it makes you kind of pouty too. Like you just
don't
want
to. Does it feel good though?
No, it doesn't feel good at all. All it does is get rid of the pain for me.
Don't people get like really addicted to hydrocodone?
That's what my mom was telling me. Like, sweetie, be careful. You're going to get addicted to it. I'm like, mom, the last thing I want to do is be on this shit. Like this shit sucks.
I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, my mom wouldn't let me take the pills because she was scared that I would get addicted. Well, I mean, to be fair, I probably would have.
No, that happens. Like a lot of like football players I went to high school with would like get injured, then get on like painkillers, and then they were just popping painkillers once the injury was done. It's like it's just a cycle they keep spinning.
Yeah.
But Zane's gonna be leaving out codeine for Santa instead of cooking. He's like, I don't need him, Santa, you take him.
Hydrosnoking.
Wait, so explain what?
That was almost there. That was such a stretch.
It was close.
Zane, but explain for the people, what happened? Why are you in a sling right now?
Okay,
he's in like a sling, but then he's also got like a Robotron brace looking like so bionicle arm.
Yeah, so I'll explain to you what, like, because I had other shit before this. So we went to Chicago for Natalie's birthday, and it was great. We all had so much fun. It was honestly a really good night. Like I would consider Natalie's birthday night as like one of those really
good. It was a blast. Wait, you
it was
guys
a blast.
Weren't there?
No.
Oh, well, y'all were there in spirit because my drunken mind thinks y'all were there. But.
So
you guys were great.
So we were like hopping around at different like events that were going on. It was so much fun. And literally we probably had 15 minutes left till the night. And you know, we were all outside of a club just being drunk. And our friend Michael Lindsay, he's one of David's Chicago friends. He picks me up like a baby, which is fine, whatever. It's not a big deal. And then he decides to throw me over his shoulder, thinking he could catch me. But I flew right past his shoulder and landed on my face and on my elbow.
I saw the video. I don't, like, what he was doing didn't even make sense. I get, like, picking up and putting you on the shoulders or doing something, like, but, like, he literally just picked you up and then just dumped you over. Like, there was no end to where he was going.
I think he was just tired. I think he was just like, okay, I can't carry him anymore. And he just...
Over it.
Over it. You just throw him over. But, yeah, as soon as that happened, as soon as I felt that snap, I was screaming.
I wish he had a better angle. Like, I'm sick. I wish I could have saw it bend backwards more. Because, like, you can kind of tell what happened in the video.
But then not really.
But, yeah, you covered it. I was like, fuck, I want to see it.
There was a ton of comments in David's video saying they still didn't understand. It's like, how did Zane snap his arm? Like, they didn't understand that exact fall was what happened. Like, but they didn't really see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so funny because, well, there was one point in the night where I'm like, Zane's obviously going to get drunk tonight, but like, how drunk will he get?
You even Snapchatted. Didn't you Snapchat me dancing and you're like, I don't think he's going to make
it. No, I was like a bookie at the club. I go, all right, I got 5, 10, 10, 5 on Zane. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make the night? Like, will he make it till 2? Will he make it till 1?
Oh,
will he
God,
not make it till
funny.
Midnight? Like, But there was a point at the club, I think it was like around 1:30, like reasonable time to like leave. And I was like, you said like, David's like, come on, let's go. And I looked at you and I was like, no, I'm not going to go. I want to keep the night going. So I stayed. But if I had left, I would have been up the hospital.
Oh, so
with
we
you.
Ended up. Like, you were still continuing the night as we left to
yes.
go home.
And sometimes
so we
I
were
think,
going home, and I snapped my arm.
I know
oh, that just makes me mad.
Yeah, Zane, I feel bad because sometimes I think if I left, maybe he wouldn't have broke his elbow. Like
but,
you know how the universe.
No,
it's, like, it's the one time if Zane, like, Zane would have been more safe staying at the club and getting more
yeah.
fucked
yeah,
up. Like
yeah.
if, he,
oh, yeah.
if you just didn't leave,
I was. I it just happened so quick. I don't think anybody could have like prevented that from happening. Like it was so quick where Mike was just holding me like a baby and then just threw me over his shoulder just so quick.
So you're hammered drunk. You get to the hospital. Do you do you remember okay. it one?
So,
are the
so
nurses
I
being...
I remember just being on the floor and people were trying to touch me and I'm like, "Don't touch me." Like, you know, like it would just every touch just was just pain. That's where it was. And I was just like, guys, don't touch me, please. Like, apparently the ambulance came and they couldn't even get me because I didn't want them to touch me because it hurts so bad. Oh my God. I don't remember if I was in the ambulance or if David took me to the I think David took me to the hospital.
I think you would remember if you were
I would remember. No, yeah. Because I thought they like would put me out before the ambulance, but no, David did take me because we got there. And immediately, as soon as we got to the hospital, they walked me in. And the nurse immediately goes,
so mad.
Sit down. And they was like, Jesus Christ. And like David and Ilya even left and filmed them outside like laughing about it because they couldn't believe how mean.
I'm sure they get so many people wasted doing stupid shit coming.
Yeah, but I was really
seen everything.
I was quiet though. I was definitely whimpering because I was in such pain, but like I wasn't being loud. They were just yelling at me, just like, sit down. And that was, I don't even remember, but like I think I was behaving myself. And then we just got in and I still kept screaming. They couldn't tie me down, so they put me out.
They shoot him in the neck with like a trank.
No, they
get out.
They put a trank. I think they gave me ketamine. They gave me all this shit just to put me out.
Ketamine.
That's a horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, I think on the thing it said ketamine.
No. Did they don't
it
give...
said it said ketamine on my on the thing that it showed all the drugs they gave me.
I think
it was fucked up. It was kettle cooked.
No, hold on.
Like,
what? It was no 100%. It said ketamine on there.
I'm looking this up.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I wouldn't really know ketamine unless I saw the word. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it is kind of used in lower doses.
Yeah. No, dude. I was screaming like they had to use. I think they had to use the strongest thing that they had because I wouldn't stop. It was. I was in, and it was weird because I didn't break it. It was just so close to being broken.
I cannot believe you didn't. Break
dude, you're
it.
So. It could have been so much fucking worse.
Oh, I know. It could have been worse because I was actually kind of proud. Your instincts. When you got thrown over, you naturally tucked and rolled, tucked your head.
You put your head down, yeah.
You could have had your face up and scorpioned. Like, what? Your feet could have went over your head.
No,
you naturally, like, rolled like a gymnast. I was like, okay.
No. Mariah, I'm a halftime TikTok dancer. I know how to make those moves. I know exactly what I'm doing.
It's part-time, Zane.
Whoopsie.
Part-time. So, do you regret it?
You know what? David got it on camera and there was a whole video about it. We all got some content out of it. So in the end of the day, I didn't regret it. Like everything just happens, whatever. Like I didn't do it on purpose for the camera, whatever. But it sucks that it was my right fucking arm. There was three times where I sat there and like I just stopped what I was doing because I couldn't get anything done because I was eating and I couldn't eat with my left hand. So I put it down and a tear came to my eye because I was so aggravated because I couldn't get anything done.
I feel like, you're like a super righty too. It's not even like
you're super righty. What
like you're a righty, but like you do like a lot righty.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm 27 years old from here all the way down and then my left arm is just 2 years old. Yeah. Like I can't do shit with my left arm. I was trying to sign shit and it looks like David's handwriting. It's awful. It just looks
and you
looks
have
bad.
Good handwriting.
And I've really,
so that's
I've really good
really
handwriting. Yeah.
I think
that
it's,
probably hurts.
I think it's so sad.
You know what hurt me the most? I was looking through my dancing videos today. Like the last Instagram video I posted.
I'll never dance again.
Of our TikTok dance on your page. Yeah. Like I just saw my arms just doing its thing and it really made me appreciate my arm. And like I just shouldn't take
this
advantage of it.
So traumatic.
I'm not comparing myself to people that are like amputees or disabled people. It sucks and I feel for them. I feel for them a little bit now, but I know that I'll get better. But
so how's this gonna change your drinking?
This was not caused by my drinking. It was caused by a drunk friend carrying me and throwing me over his shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, but if you weren't wasted too, it would have.
Everybody would have been wasted, and I would have just been there sober on Natalie's birthday. You know?
You don't have to like drink to excess,
right?
You can tell, like, I was drinking. I was drunk, but, like, I made it through the night.
But, yeah, sure. If I was drinking less, sure. But would that have prevented him from throwing over his shoulder if I let him carry me? No, it wouldn't have. Because I still would have let
him
carry
me. Will you be more
me.
Careful, do you think, in the future now when you are, like, really drunk? Yeah. Like, whoa, I better not hurt myself.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know what? Every time I get into a situation like that, I tell myself, Zane, you won't do it again. Trust me. And then it happens. Yeah.
And then
I feel like now, if someone tries to pick him up, I feel like he's going to just be traumatized.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
He's going to turn into, like, you know, when you, like, try to pick up a baby, they just spread eagle and go limp.
Yeah. 100%. Dude, I won't let anybody pick me up anymore like that. That's it. That's it. Done. Thanks, Michael Lindsay. Done.
Done.
And done.
Oh my gosh.
I think it's really sad, though, that you can't drive your Lamborghini. You just
I just can't. I can't do anything.
You cannot.
I gotta put his pants on for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. He had to put my pants on for me.
He needs some milk.
You know, I was drinking. I drank milk last night and today, so I think I feel it already.
I heard that the whole milk shit's a lie.
It is.
Like, that whole campaign, like, got milk,
in
strong
the
90s, bones.
We were drinking milk all the time. Now it's like, do not.
Well, yeah, isn't that weird?
I don't think it's, like, milk that makes your bones strong. I think it's just a vitamin that in milk that.
Correct.
Just helps your body.
You're right. But they wanted you to drink milk so they could sell milk. Like, the milk business funded it, the campaign to make the benefits big about it. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. I hated milk. I
and
never
everybody,
drank it.
You need to drink milk.
Another interesting thing that happened in Chicago, I found out, or David and Ilya was telling us, that Ilya used to work at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Matt used to work at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Oh, yeah, you did used to work at Chuck E. Cheese's.
We say happy. You say birthday. Happy. Birthday. Happy.
All right.
Oh, Mariah, you work there too?
No, I just
called. Oh, okay. Oh, the juice the funny guy.
Right. The juice the funny guy.
Right. She's following along, trying to keep it.
I never knew that. I can't wait to talk to Ilya now.
She looked over. She was like, ooh, choreography.
Oh, no. I can't wait to hear your conversations with him about it, because you probably have so many stories. But there's a specific story that really haunted me. When Ilya worked there, there was a day where, because he used to make the pizzas at Chuck E. Cheese's.
Here we go.
And one day he was just making pizzas. He was making pizzas all day, and then he looked down and saw that his finger was bleeding the entire time at work. And he was making the sauce, so the blood, you couldn't see where the blood was going, because he was just working with the marinara, and the blood was, like, coming out of his finger, like, a lot.
Well, he should have been wearing gloves at Chuck E. Cheese's. They were very strict about the cut free gloves we had.
Well, they might have been strict after that incident.
Oh, you think so?
That was the nationwide, like, change.
Yeah,
right.
So if something was in the blood and was in the marinara sauce and it got baked and then got eaten,
you're fine.
I think you're fine. And it gets
cooked.
Just
gross.
I'm making things up. Oh, but once
well, how
it's
hot
been
was
cooked,
the oven?
The blood goes
That's
away.
Cool.
So wait, so like what? Like 30% of Chicago's now, like, has a little bit of Ilya in them.
It, like, fucks up the 23andMe. Like, everybody's genes are now mixed.
Oh my god. Wait, Heath, do you want to tell the Starbucks story?
Oh my, this was disgusting.
Ew, what?
We went to Starbucks in Miami and...
Gross, that's already gross. Already gross story.
There's like a couple people in line. We order our drinks, we're sitting there waiting. They serve the guy next to us and he, like, is taking a sip of his drink. He, like, looks at it and goes, oh, wait. Gives it back to the barista. Barista looks and is like, oh shit. Dumps it into the frat maker, throws ice into it, starts blending it up.
No, he doesn't.
So I ordered a peppermint frappuccino, peppermint mocha. So I watch him give it back. He looks at it, dumps it in the blender, and I'm like, if he puts peppermint and mocha in there, pump peppermint, pump mocha, blends it up. I was like, he's going to give it to me.
No way.
And then put a lid on it.
Yeah.
And gave it to her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa, Starbucks.
Did you say anything?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, that
we didn't say anything.
We had a
we
flight
were
to catch, so we had a
rushing.
There was no time to do anything.
Just seeing, like, the guy.
So you drank it.
And then
so
he,
I drank,
like,
it.
Gave it back. Like, that's so crazy.
But you know what? Like, I think that's disgusting and terrible. There are so many Starbucks. There's, like, there have to be, like, moments like this where it happens.
Sure.
But you know what?
You know what?
Starbucks could have, like, made another one, but it really wasn't Starbucks' fault. It was that fucking dude's fault.
Right, exactly.
Drinking it and giving it back to them and letting them, like, do that.
I think you're both wrong. Like, like, the guy and the barista.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
if somebody were to call my order and, like, I took a sip and I was like, oh, wait, this isn't mine. Like,
well, maybe,
obviously, like, it's trash at that point. Like, give it back, whatever. Boom, I'll make you a new one.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't pay attention to the comp once they take it, right?
Maybe his name was Mariah.
You never know.
It was like, oh, this is mine. This is not mine.
I could not believe that.
That's really gross. But the thing is, like, even if we weren't late, I wouldn't say anything anyway. I would just throw it out. I can't speak up when it comes to like food and stuff.
Or would you just like kind of dump the first half because maybe the first half is like the contaminated?
It was put into the blender.
No, but I'm the same way. Like I will not like tell a waiter. Yeah. If something is bad, I just won't eat it and just be like, all right, I'm going to go. But like some people like...
Because I feel like that makes it worse. Like if your food comes out and there's something wrong and you're like, this is wrong, this is blah, blah, blah. Like I feel like they take it back and they're like, spit in it now.
Yeah, they're gonna make it worse.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys were in a rush, so you had to get out of there. But if I was in that situation, I would like softly tell the person what he just did, just to let him know, like, hey, like the guy drank it before you like took that and like blend it all. So you might want to wash everything. But like, just let him know, just because from that experience, they could tell everybody else, all the workers, be like, hey, this just happened to me.
Yeah.
Just be careful, guys. Just to like, you know, clean it up a little bit in there, just in case something
raise
like that
awareness.
Never happens again.
Yeah.
Make a change, you know?
Wait, be
better.
Speaking of Chuck E. Cheese's, though, did they really do the pizza, like,
that is not true. Oh, that is not true. Unless something weird and spooky has happened over the past years.
Okay, and the thing is that in Shane's video, when they got the pizza, it was actually not all the same equal sizes.
I don't know. I just think something fishy is up. Well, for the people who are listening, there's this conspiracy that at Chuck E. Cheese's, the pizzas that come out are just leftover pizzas made into a pot. So you're saying that someone there at Chuck E. Cheese's is going around, someone that the manager told their employees, and no one's been like, that's gross. There's some little henchman in the back who goes around collecting all the pizzas. It's not true.
But what if they're like splitting, after they cut all the pizzas, they split it, and then if people ask for like half pepperoni, half cheese, they'll take the half from the cheese, half from the pepperoni, and from there, maybe it gets a little mixed up.
There is no way that's happening.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that they could get away with that. I feel like people would say something and it would spread. I worked there and I know for sure that this happened.
I worked there for 2 years. It didn't happen. I respect the Chuck.
Did you work?
All right,
there we go.
Did you work in the kitchen?
Well, I would pick up pizzas in the kitchen and I would eat pepperoncinis back there.
So you don't know.
So you don't know.
I don't know. But the guy Chase who worked there was a good
dude. Is Chuck E. Cheese cool? I've never been. I've always wanted to go to a Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, as a kid, sure.
You really shouldn't go there as an adult. You should have a kid. Because, like, even if there is an adult that comes in, they say, like, I need to tell the manager and just, like, keep an eye on this person. Because it's a kid's place. Sure, you don't want, like, adults coming in and hanging around kids.
I was never allowed to, like, jump into those ball pits because, like, my mom thought there was needles and syringes.
Remember the McDonald's ball pits? the playgrounds at McDonald's? Like you fucking eat your food and then go to the playground and
just
go right back.
Barbecue fingers all up in the
There's no way. Like, how did they get that approved? Like, that sanitary, like, officials.
It was the 90s. It was a different time. But then now they're like gone. You can't find a ball pit anywhere. Like, how do they even clean them?
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Did I ever tell you about how I got fired from my volunteer job? I think I might have told you about
this. You told me, but I don't think you told Matt.
My first job, I was a camp counselor. I was a volunteer for like little kids summer camp. And we went to a place that was similar to Chuck E. Cheese. It was called Kabooms.
Kabooms.
Oh, yeah. Kabooms is great.
So
we still have that.
There was like a roller rink and then the arcade on the side. So I was overseeing the 7-year-olds. And I had this one kid and he comes up to me and he's like, I want this ball like in like this big claw thing. And then we like go over to it and it's the claw, but it's a jumbo size and the door is like 1 foot by 1 foot wide.
Oh no.
So I was like, okay, here. I held the door. He crawled in through the trap door where the prize comes out and he stands up and he's picking up a ball from inside of it, puts it under, and then he goes to like go back and he's like, one more. And I'm like, no, get out. Like, that's it. Don't be greedy.
Oh, no.
And then he goes to grab another one. And as he's grabbing that one, he's sliding out with it. And the door closed on top of his like lap. So he's stuck and he won't let like the ball go to like come out. So his legs are sticking out of the machine, kicking like this. And he's just like, got this big ball in his hands. All of a sudden, the security for the place comes walking by, sees this little kid's legs kicking out, comes running over. I panicked. I freaked and I just dipped. I just fucking
you
I
left?
Ran.
I didn't know you dipped.
I didn't know what to do. So I'm like, holy shit. I was scared. I think I was 15. I didn't want to get in trouble. Like,
yeah, I was trying to get
the ball. Like, it was the biggest prize.
Wait, is
they had 15-year-olds as counselors?
I didn't get paid. It was just like,
yeah.
You're volunteering, trying to earn community service points,
right, exactly.
I guess.
I ran away and I started going to like the other side of this place. Maybe like 15 minutes later, the people working there walk up to me. They're like, come here real quick. They're like, is this you? And it's me on like a security camera.
Oh, no.
Is this you?
You just flipped your shirt inside
it's
out.
It's me running away. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm busted. That's it. I'm done. So long story short, they end up firing me. I lost the job. And they used that security tape as a what not to do for future counselor in training.
So still to this day, that video of you is being used?
Like 2 years later, like somebody that I knew was like, oh my God, I saw your video. Like for when they went and applied to become like the job that I had.
They show it on what not to do, but you know they show it as a laugh.
Exactly.
Like they're,
yeah.
People are laughing. They're all laughing at it.
I wonder where that kid is now. Like, I just want to know.
I was thinking the same thing.
Come on out.
Yeah.
Well, if that kid is you, 8 years reach out.
Okay. Yeah, he's 18.
Wow.
He's 18.
Wow, that's cool.
If you're
crazy.
Listening, we would love to
What was
to
the
have
name of the camp?
Zinhithaunfiltered@gmail.com.
It was...
That's okay.
I don't remember.
It's fine.
I'm sure it'll click. If somebody's like actually listening, I'm sure it'll
click. If I was your camp counselor, please reach out. There was a lot of kids.
Oh, I got a question. How was y'all's Thanksgiving? Your parents met.
Oh my God, it was a breeze.
Great. It was so good.
Yeah.
They're like best friends now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
They loved each other.
That really is like the most nerve-wracking part.
Could you imagine if we came back and like you could tell like there was tension between us? Like, I'm guessing they didn't like each other. My parents watched their home movie. It was, what's it?
You can't even explain. Do we even explain that?
Explain it. No,
so,
I want to hear it.
Okay, wait, let me. Oh, it's my family. You want me to
It's my movie. I starred.
Okay, so long story short, I have this crazy uncle. He has been making these movies, family home movies, called Dark Scary. And it's like kind of after...
Dark Scary?
It's mimicking like Scream or Halloween. So it's a serial killer, right? So he's been filming these. I have a cousin who's 28 and he's been filming it since she was like 9.
Okay.
So we have like...
Whoa, this is like a...
There's 10 parts.
It's like a Richard Linklater like style project.
So it's a 10-part... movie, and you wait to see like who the killer is or whatever, and we just watch all of us grow up in these movies. And like my
Hold
uncle,
on. What is this? How is this movie set up? Like, what is this set up like?
It's just okay. Let me explain before this gets a little weird. My uncle, he's a professional boxer, and he taught us karate and stuff. So he taught us all self defense.
Yeah.
So in the movie, he's like lifting us by the hair and he's throwing us around. So his parents were like, what is this? But that's normal.
He's a fun uncle.
Like he's like roughhousing, but like I remember him telling us like, you need to kick me, you need to punch me as hard as you can, like fight. So he was like teaching us to fight, but filming this move. It's so hard to explain.
I could see.
It's like hitting her right now, like, wait a minute.
So this is why
this
I don't
sounds
talk
like
about
a document. Like this looks like it sounds like a documentary. Like,
yeah,
of
someone
a,
should
of
do
a family a... of a like family that just went crazy, but like this is how they started, where they used to make horror movies.
But I think it's such a cool project, but when is it gonna end? It's been going on now for how many
They're
years?
They're talking
no,
about
no.
11.
It's very hard to explain. It sounds very weird, but I got decapitated in the movie. That's how I died.
Did he make like a fake
a
head?
Fake
head
to
like,
roll?
No, what he did was he takes this like knife or whatever and I'm running away and he like catches me and I remember he had to cut it here. It's a really
It's
bad...
like Vine tricks.
Yeah.
You know when you're like, yeah. Vine and I
and,
like...
then, yeah. And then he goes, okay, step forward, and then he put it under my hair and he was like, okay, now fall to the ground, and it just like pulls through my hair.
Movie magic, baby.
It's that's like adorable. Really poorly filmed, but that's what's funny.
You know what?
About
as you know, at least you guys tried. At least
yeah.
you guys tried to film, you know?
And it's still going.
Like, no, that does sound like a crazy plot for a horror movie. Like this dad that loves horror movies and wants his family to be involved in a horror movie.
And it's been going on for years.
He becomes like crazy and like tries to kill. I don't know.
Yeah,
I do like
it. We just get wild.
It's a good story.
It is a good plot. It's a good start.
Scream inspired him. So he was like, oh, I want to be a serial killer. Let's do it. Let's get all the 3-year-old cousins and kill them.
Right. Exactly.
Didn't your uncle like date Jennifer Aniston?
Oh yeah, I saw in your stories.
That's the same one. Yeah,
yeah, that's the same guy.
Well, so what's the story with him dating Jennifer Aniston?
He went to school with Jennifer Aniston, and they like made out, right?
That's crazy.
And then she gave him her number, her phone number, gave it to him, and then he just threw it away. And then he said, next thing he knows, she's on Friends.
Oh,
wow.
And he was like, great.
What was he thinking?
Biggest kick in the ass ever.
That could have been my aunt.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I did picture him, like, because I watched the stories, and I, like, you could really just see who he is in the stories.
Yeah.
I could see him and Jennifer Aniston together for some weird reason.
I know.
And then I saw a picture of Jennifer Aniston again, and then it kind of looked like your mom for some reason.
Oh my god.
But then my mom kind of reminds me of Jennifer Aniston too.
And my mom reminds me of your mom.
Yeah, exactly. So they all just kind of look
alike for some reason. That's so interesting.
That's crazy.
Anyway,
but yeah, Thanksgiving was great, and
it could have been better if he married Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Right.
Were there any like challenges at all, like having your parents meet your parents? Like, would you have like any advice for anybody going through that? Like, or just tips, I guess. Just being like,
I was a little bit nervous. I just wanted it to go smoothly.
Yeah.
I didn't want like there to be like any awkward like I don't know.
The
like,
second they met, though, we were both like.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah. They took off without us.
Oh, that's
like,
the
they
best.
Just, like,
you just wanted to be
thing.
Smooth like butter. Just kind of like where he felt like you didn't have to like, not one up, but like you didn't feel like you had to keep pushing for a conversation. You just kind of wanted to just chill. And
luckily, like my mom's like very talkative. She's a.
So is my mom.
Oh, yeah. Your mom is social. Talkative. That's good. Yeah.
She could talk about anything.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't
We
make
need
it
to give
better,
her
though.
A podcast.
Your dad started talking like my dad, because my dad talks like this. Like, what do you want me to do? And
how you doing?
And your dad was like kind of making fun of that. He's like, hey, Nick, where's the garbage? It was so funny.
Yeah, it was great. If you're in that situation, I mean, just don't sweat it. Just let it play out.
Zane, what did you do for your Thanksgiving?
A complete opposite. I didn't see any family. I was actually with just Jeff for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, I saw the stories.
It was more funny than anything. We kept telling each other like, oh man, this shit's depressing. And Jeff was just like, we don't need fucking family, man. All we need is each other. Let's do this thing. So I'm like, Jeff, no. We go to Ralph's and we pick up like Cheesecake Factory bread. And
you had a great Thanksgiving.
We pick up the turkey that's already made in like the little stage. And we got like box mac and cheese, and we got like canned green beans, and we just made
I'm surprised you guys didn't go to like Boston Market and just
you
like
you know what
yeah.
we were, but it was too far. It was like 30 minutes out. We're like, let's just grab the food from Ralph's and make it. So we made everything. We made pie in the end. It was really nice.
Was Nerf there?
Nerf was there. We gave him some bones.
There you go.
So he had a bone.
How was the meal? Was it good?
It was. You know what? It wasn't bad. It was actually pretty. It was okay. I would have much rather had a homemade fucking meal, but
that's all right.
It was funny. Like it made funny IG stories. You know.
No, it looked
so
great.
It was worth it.
As long as you got the Instagram story, baby.
And then next day I went to Chicago, but it was weird. On my flight to Chicago, I swear on my life, Bernie Sanders was sitting behind me.
Really?
I swear to God. I was trying to get a picture, but he was staring the whole time, so I couldn't get the picture. But I really wanted to get one.
Damn.
So I could show you guys.
He recognized you.
He's trying to watch the podcast.
Jane Hijazi? He was wearing one of those like quirky shirts that like the.
He was wearing like a Bernie 2020 shirt.
And the guy in front of me was this like older white dude. He was like a 45-year-old white dude, and he was just watching K-pop the whole time.
Really?
It was really interesting.
K-pop is taking over.
Yeah, the girl K-pop singers, like the you see those group, those huge group girl ones that they all like just synchronize dance. They're all really
with,
good
like,
and quick.
Like Blackpink and the other big one.
Who's just watching those videos the whole time? It was
interesting.
That was actually like Bernie's like campaign advisor. Bernie thinks that he's been working on like all of his campaign
trying
work,
to see what's new,
been,
what's hot, what's yeah, hot on the internet,
keeping up with the trend.
Exactly. While I was with Jeff for Thanksgiving, I was watching Matt's stories for Thanksgiving. I swear on my life. Dude, you're so fucking white. It's crazy.
Your Thanksgiving looked amazing.
Like, it looked like you were on the set of Get Out the whole weekend. It was just you and your white family in this like dock style home. Just it looked gorgeous.
Yeah, y'all, we're gonna do the polar plunge. Come on down.
It's exactly how you described it.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought.
A little
it would
family
be.
Cake ball.
Loved it.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing
What's wrong with that?
It was just. It was really funny seeing that. Yeah. Like, it was really funny seeing that.
No, like, it's really that's adorable.
Like, you see it in movies and you're like, wow, no families are like that. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But there are.
There are like that.
You're looking at one. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We like did the polar plunge. We had the football game for the Turtles versus the Frogs.
I get
so excited.
The Turtles did.
Obviously.
The Turtles. I got drafted and I was really excited. And yeah.
Who was the captain?
The captain was, well, I guess you could, the captain is like Greg, my uncle Greg, but Henry was
Greg
the
oh my
person
gosh.
Who drafted me. So he's
how
the
many
one who
rushing
makes
yards did he get?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
did
I didn't.
Any TDs?
Oh, no, we're not rushing.
I don't know. I'm just there to talk trash.
Well, did you get a touchdown?
No, I didn't get a touchdown. I think because like I was on my phone just trying to get the best shot of everything, and my Uncle Greg was like, "I'm not throwing it to Matt. He is not paying attention."
What was that? What was that like metal slide?
Toboggan.
Thing?
We went down a toboggan.
Oh, cool.
Where you, was that? Was that like in your backyard?
No, that was at the state park. What was it? Pocoggin State Park. Anyways, so it's like you know those like sleds that kind of curl up, those old fashioned kind of sleds.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
a toboggan,
yeah.
And you go down this big old slide, and it's like they have had like a little bit of patch of ice iced over. Dude, guys, I thought I was gonna die. I was like, this is it.
It looked sketchy but fun.
Yeah.
It like goes fast, right?
So fast, like 50 miles an hour fast.
Wow.
Like holy once shit. You do it once,
wait,
I was
is it
like,
the one
not
it's got like
it.
A ski on the bottom, right?
Yeah, or like you're talking about the front of the sled.
Well, it's got underneath
oh,
the
underneath
sled. Aren't
has,
there like
yeah.
like and there's no brakes. You just
No, you
hit
just
a big
go.
Pile of snow.
And I was on the back, and it was four of us. Guys, like, my life flashed before my eyes on it. There was a moment where I'm like, this is the end. And I thought of you guys, but...
Aww.
I really did.
That's how I feel every time I go on the... What are those things? The fucking... what we did in Alaska. I keep forgetting what that's called. What we did in Alaska, the...
Zip lining.
Oh, yeah. Every time I do a zip line,
Zip lines are sketchy, though.
My entire life flashes before my eyes. Like,
well, your dad almost died on a zip line, so
my dad almost died on a zip line. So his work is that he's constantly in different hotels, cruises. Like, he's part of, like, big groups, and he has to make sure everybody gets to each thing, like, safely, and make sure everyone, like, all right, 52, head count 52. All right, 52 people are here. He, like, helps with, like, trips. For different companies.
Okay.
He was working on a cruise for this trip, and the cruise line or the client was like, "Oh man, you got to get on the zip line." He's like, no, I really, like, he's working. He really didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to get on the
he's
zip
not,
line.
He's not the zip line type person.
Yeah. No, he is. He's really athletic. He loves.
No, he is athletic, but I can't picture Ahmed. Let's go zip line, guys.
No, he like, would not know. He's not the type of, like, let's go zip lining, but, So they basically forced him to go zip lining. He really didn't want to go, but he had to because the client wanted him to go, and he wanted to make the client happy. So he got on the zip line, and he was first. The way he was set up was that, like, you went back first, and you were kind of in a lay down position, and they would put three of you at once, and then they would send you.
Right.
But it was like you were high up in the fucking. It looked like the Grand Canyon where they would have the zip line. Like, much. Like, remember where we were?
Yeah.
Much higher than
Don't
that.
Don't look down.
Don't look down. Obviously, they sent people before my dad, and they got stuck. And the person in the end did not ring it in time before they sent in the next three people. So the next three people, which my dad was a
so
part of
bad.
In the front. Got sent, and he was like, no, and he's like, did you send him? He's like, I already sent them, and they were
no.
like, fuck, because it was like the how fast it's going
when
so
you,
fucking fast.
You don't realize it, but zip lines do like 40-50 miles
yeah.
an hour. Like, they're quick, especially if you're on like a big one,
and if there's three adults like laying down like back first, you're going fucking fast. So all of a sudden my dad, like, he's they're all going, he's like just on the zip line, and he just hears screams like, no, please stop. We're stuck. And my dad, like,
oh,
literally my dad,
fuck.
Like, it was like a good 15 seconds before he like that he knew that he's fucked. Oh my God, I'm fucked. And then he back first hits these people like 40 miles per hour, full force. And they all fucking just hit each other. And they're just dangling from a fucking thread.
Nope.
Dude,
nope.
They're all dangling. Like, so he was like, at this point, he got like hit in the back so hard where he like lost consciousness from
yeah.
like a good maybe 20 seconds, and then he woke up and he's just dangling from hundreds of feet from the ground.
Imagine being like going backwards and they let you go, and then you see them as you're falling, like going away, and they're like, I already sent them, I don't know what to do. And you're just like,
what the fuck?
That's awful.
He sent me a picture. My dad can find the picture, I'll have you put it up, of the picture of the three of them on the zip line, not when they're dangling, but like right before they got sent off.
That's terrifying.
Did he sue?
He did not sue. My dad is not the type where any other person in that, like, especially because he was working, they would have sued. They would have sued the company. Workman's they would have sued comp, everybody.
But don't you sign some waivers, though, right before where it's like...
No, at that know. Was negligence from the company working, so that it's not anybody's fault but the company's fault.
Right.
If my dad got hurt because he was ziplining and, like, nothing happened and he got hurt, then he can't sue. But, like...
Zane got zipline money?
No, my dad, like, I remember asking my dad after, like, and you didn't sue? He's like, no, because he believes in karma. Like, if he sues them, something bad's going to happen to him because, like...
Love that.
Because you're ruining somebody's life when you sue somebody like that, so...
But you still went on a zipline after knowing that your dad...
Yeah, and that's why I really, really didn't want to go on that zipline. I told him, like, dude, fuck my dad got fucked on a zipline. I really don't want to do it.
But that's my excuse why I don't want to go on one, is hearing that.
Like, right, exactly.
Imagine how the client felt. Just forced my dad.
I'm it. Come on, let's zip line. It'll be fun.
No.
Oh,
fuck.
Yikes. Oh my gosh.
No, did I tell you, Ella, my friend, she got into like a jet ski accident.
Oh my
God. And she was able to get like $15,000 out of it. Yeah, because somebody ran into their jet ski.
I'm not a baby, like, by any means, but this is why I don't do a lot of shit. Because I don't need an accident.
Because
happen.
Other people are stupid, right. Not you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who pays for the $15,000?
That jet ski company. I mean, whoever is running the show.
That's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I remember when I was younger, I was in the back seat of my mom's car and she got rear-ended and it was like a pretty bad car accident. And I remember my back just getting rocked. And then it was awful. It was terrifying. Like, the guy just didn't stop at all and just came slamming into the back of us. And I remember it hurt really bad. And I remember, like, the next day, my mom being like, it's all right, you're going to get money. And I was like, I'm going to get money.
The first thing your mom said, honey, sweetheart, you're going to get money. We're going to be rich.
Listen, we're going to pay everything off. It's all right. Everything's good. And I was like, what do you mean I'm going to get money? And sure enough, the insurance gave me money. And I was like, we should do this more often.
I have a story about, you weren't, I thought you were on there, but we're on our way back from school. We were on a school bus. Did I ever tell you about this? The school bus accident? So
I love story time. This shit's so fun.
So we were, it was after school. I think it was fifth grade or sixth grade. We were on our way home on the school bus after school.
Oh shit. I love when he laughs before.
No, this late, our school bus driver, everybody, she was just nasty. She was just always been just nasty to everybody, just never in a good mood. And one day, we were all just chit-chat, having fun, and then boom!
What happened?
Always wear a seatbelt on the school bus.
There's no seatbelt on school buses.
No, there is seatbelts on school buses.
There are.
Not on ours.
Not mine.
Let me finish the story because it gets better. So,
oh my God.
So we all, the bus literally, it goes boom, like the whole front goes up and everyone's like, whoa,
they
like
hit the roof.
Oh my God,
there were some people that hit the roof because it was just, it came out of nowhere, and then like everybody was okay, nobody got hurt, like that was on the bus. And we look over the entire car, so like we were making a left as somebody was going straight, and the car that was going straight under the bus went it crashed to the front, and like the half of it went under the bus. And so we saw it, like, there was like eight people that came out of that car. Everybody's just crying in the car. Everybody's crying. The driver was like unconscious. And the bus driver is just,
she said, you fucked up my bus route.
She sat there, didn't get out. She was just like, I'm just gonna wait for the. And she was just sitting there on her phone, like not. She didn't get out to make sure that anybody in there was okay.
Damn.
Well, I saw a compilation of like a bus driver and all like the stuff that they like accidents that happen and how many people kind of hit it. But the way they do like react to it is like they're more like annoyed and calm, but they have to follow like a procedure. Like
I think it's being with kids is like a big thing.
Yeah,
being responsible for you're the only adult looking. Yeah,
so they can't get off. They probably have to dispatch somebody to come and assess the accident. That makes sense. And like,
I feel bad now.
No, it's okay.
No, but that was funny. That was great. No, I like that story.
Yeah, did you see the TikTok though of the kids that convinced their bus driver to hit a speed bump at 60 miles an hour?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, hold on. For some reason, I didn't believe that. Why do I feel like one of the kids or it's like one of the, like somebody they knew were driving a school bus?
Yes.
And they
you think
that.
So?
Yeah, I don't think a bus driver would do that.
I don't think so either, but still, they slammed into
him. I heard him.
She really got the bus moving. She really got the bus moving. That's the front of the bus.
Y'all thought we wasn't going to steal the bus?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
But yeah, no, but still, they still hit the roof. Like, that's crazy. Have you seen the can opener bridge? It is the most addicting thing to watch. They call it the can opener.
Oh, yes.
It's a bridge, but it's at a height that's like a couple inches lower than most allowances for trucks to go underneath. So every big truck that goes underneath it, the whole top of the truck
just
gets ripped off.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And it literally peels the entire thing back. So they're just going, boom, tunneling through it like 70 miles an hour. They hit the bridge, and it just rips the whole top of the semi off.
Right, instead of calling it can opener bridge, why don't they just rebuild the bridge?
I don't
that makes no sense.
And how far are the signs away? Like, yeah, saying like guys, watch out, can opener bridge. Like,
it doesn't even look like there's an exit thing.
Like it's not funny, but it's still open.
Like the can opener bridge is still a thing. You can
Zane,
still
you
drive under it.
Dude,
it's pictures on pictures and pictures of just these trucks just running. The tops are just scraped off.
I love how they still keep driving. Literally, they drive through and they just keep driving.
But imagine like you think you're gonna clear it. You're not even paying attention. Like all of a sudden, just yaga, and like your truck gets ripped back. That's got to be terrifying.
And you think they call in their employer and they're like, you won't believe what happened. And the guy's like, can't open her bridge. He's like, can't open her bridge. It's happened before.
Just imagine feeling like you hit an imaginary wall. Like, you just have no idea that it got clipped on a bridge. You just think you hit something.
Do you even notice?
They have to get rid of that bridge. Let's start a petition.
I'm surprised something hasn't taken the bridge down like that.
Oh, because I think it's a railroad. It looks in the pictures. It looks like on top of the bridge is like a railroad track. So they,
or at least just take the pavement and just grind down the pavement a little bit.
If we just push Bikini Bottom,
do they end up pushing it?
Yeah, of course, at the street and everything.
Push.
You just see them. How heavy do you think that is for all of them to be able to push Bikini Bottom?
Y'all know SpongeBob a lot more than I do. I feel
SpongeBob. Oh my God,
dude! I'd watch it every single day after school.
I was a Disney Channel kid.
Nickelodeon. Oh no! You were a Disney Channel kid.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like I gravitate towards it more. But
literally figures.
Your Disney Channel side is showing. Your Disney childhood is showing.
I fucks with Even Stevens though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh my God. Dude, we just recently watched a couple episodes. Me and Carly. Shia LaBeouf is an incredible, just incredible actor. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't really notice it as a kid watching it. You're just like, oh, funny show, but you really watch it. Him out of everybody. Everybody's just mediocre, and just Shia LaBeouf just
next level.
Kills.
Well, that's why he took
level.
Off. Like,
oh,
yeah,
but
he was
crazy.
Booking
you don't notice
huge
those things
roles
as a kid when watching shows like that.
Right. Do you remember True Confessions, where he played the mentally challenged brother?
No.
Well, Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, it was a Disney Channel original movie. I just was about to start it.
Disney Channel had mentally challenged?
Yes. It's like a really like sad, like serious Disney Channel movie.
He was playing...
And the girl's like a vlogger. Like the girl's like a vlogger, and she has a brother named Eddie, and he's mentally challenged. And guys, I wept when I was like in fourth or fifth grade watching this. Like, you know how like people are like, oh, mentally challenged movies, like...
Yeah.
He nails it. Like... It's
like
so good.
Nails it like
the performance.
Cuba Gooding
like,
Jr. in Radio Good.
Yes. Or like what's his name? Who was in that movie? Sam. I Am Sam.
I haven't seen it.
Sean Penn and I Am Sam with Dakota Fanning. That yes, but like that kind of just like true commitment to a character.
Damn.
It makes me so I feel like happy for them, like seeing like really incredible child actors, and for some reason like see, like old actors too, like senior citizens, like when they're like 90 years old and they can still fucking do a whole performance and like remember lines and shit, like that's crazy to me.
Clint Eastwood
Morgan
Clint Eastwood is amazing.
Dude, Morgan, I feel like he's not that old. How old is he?
Clint Eastwood?
Old, yeah. Dude. Very he's old. Like, he has to, 89.
Wow.
He's 89?
Yeah. He's old, man.
Dude, he's a
he's
beast.
Older than my grandparents.
Dude, he's yes, he's been around for forever. Didn't Morgan Freeman like not get famous until like he was like 55, 50, like maybe really? 60? Yeah. For Shawshank Redemption, that was like his like breakout role. I feel like
Zane,
I've read
we still
that.
Got time, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, take
we can have a breakout
soaring.
Movie.
Who was telling me? Not Ryan Reynolds. Who's the other one?
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
Oh,
Bradley
yeah.
Cooper.
Oh, okay.
He didn't get a start till he was like 30, what, 34, 33?
Well, he was in Wet Hot American Summer while he was in Georgetown. God, sorry.
The first one or the new
Somebody's
one?
Somebody's got a crush over there.
He was in Wet Hot American Summer. The first one, yeah.
He was in the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. And then they put him in the new one.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that he was in the first one.
But no, what's crazy about the Bradley Cooper thing is that he was a student at Georgetown interviewing for Inside the Actors Studio.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro came and visited. So there's a scene where the students get to ask the actor on stage a question.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper is a student.
See that.
And he goes, yes, Mr. De Niro, hi, my name's Bradley. I'm a student here. I have a question about your acting.
Crazy.
And little did they know they would be in Silver Linings Playbook together.
Oh,
like,
my.
It looked like a movie scene. It didn't look real. It was crazy seeing that.
That's really cool.
Like, it almost looked staged.
That's so cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, like your
that.
Dream.
I love seeing stuff like that, or like musicians that look up to somebody and then they have like a song with them. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wasn't there like
That's
a Pete
so
Wentz
crazy.
Picture where Bruno Mars was like in the back of his
oh,
picture?
Oh, yeah. And he's like,
it was like a fan picture.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Bruno Mars was just chilling. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Pete Wentz? Yeah. Like Fall Out Boy Pete Wentz?
Yeah.
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 Really?
I saw him not too long ago at.
Coming out of Jones on Third.
Jones on Third. I did not know. He had like long
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, he looked different. It took a look because you had to really look at his face to be like,
right.
Oh shit, that's Pete Wentz.
Ryan Gosling actually used to live like right around the corner from Zane's house.
What?
And I was pulling into the neighborhood and there's this really sharp curve where really only one car can go down like at a time and you have to kind of wait for it. And I saw this big old Range Rover coming down and I kind of stopped and, you know, let this car go down and this guy had his windows down and he just like gave me a wave and it was Ryan
Shut
Gosling.
Shut the hell up.
That's
clear
crazy.
As day. Clear
oh
as
my
day.
God.
Did I tell you about the time I saw Amy Poehler driving by the other way? So I was on.
Oh, right.
I was on Mulholland Drive and I was driving this way, like while cars are coming this way. And
Zane explaining how roads work.
And so she drives by and literally the face she was making, I couldn't believe it. She was like this.
Like her character, like
she was
so
practicing
weird.
Her lines, yeah, on her way to whatever she was doing,
yeah.
But I could not believe I saw her doing that because as soon as
cool.
she drove, I was like, was she just practicing her lines?
Yeah.
I cannot believe she was making
that's
that
crazy.
Face.
Watch like a movie come out with her, and like that's her, like she's like this weird, like
that's exactly. She was just. I couldn't believe
that's
it.
Cool.
It's funny how you see that a lot in LA. Like I look over at cars, and someone just has their lines out, and they're like.
Oh my god, yeah. I see it on the freeway all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, can we talk about the time where I saw you? Amanda, we were stopped at a stoplight on Ventura.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah,
oh shit, there's Matt. Matt's like, oh my god, Zane.
Look who's next to you.
And I was like, what? And I turned it was George Clooney. George Clooney was right.
Like you don't
are
expect
you
to see
me?
That. Like yeah. that's
But I was already mind blown because I saw Matt on the street.
And then,
I was like, Matt,
I know, so
what's
then
up?
I was already freaking
He's like,
out.
You're
like,
not gonna
oh my
believe
God.
Who's on
Matt
the other
was
side.
Just like,
no, not me. Look who's next to you. And he looks over. He's like,
I just I love the way my head was. I was just like this.
Uh-huh.
What?
What a joke.
He was in a royal blue Tesla. He heard you screaming.
Oh really?
No, because he was just like he was like this.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, wait, I can't believe George Clooney heard your voice.
He's listening to the podcast right now. Like
George Clooney in the movie Descendants plays a character named Matt King.
That's what?
Yeah.
Weird.
What does it mean?
I know. I've actually made like a compilation of the movie every time he says Matt King. So there's like a scene where like George
what
Clooney
a
is
crazy,
like,
like
Hi,
why
I'm
do
Matt
we
King.
Have
oh my
these
gosh, that's so cool.
Crazy yeah. connections with people yeah. like that.
Zane,
it's crazy.
You have seen every character in the
from
office.
The office, yeah.
Every single person in the office.
Who did you tell me the other day? You were like, so you know how I see all the characters from the office? Just saw so and
so. Oh yeah, just saw. He was the last one out of the cast, and I saw him at a birthday.
Oh wait, oh sorry, this is
BJ,
really
BJ Novak.
Oh.
BJ Novak.
Oh,
right.
Guess what?
Yeah.
And this is
so
really random.
Weird.
Do you know who Jamie Presley is from like My Name Is Earl?
No. The main one. Oh no,
the blonde girl.
Oh, the blonde girl. Yeah.
You know she's married to a guy whose last name is Hijazi?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got chills again.
They have, yeah. They
Jazzy.
Have,
I've, yeah. I've never met anybody
yeah, she
that has
three,
this
yes, three kids with him, too, and they all are named Hijazi. I, like, was looking that up the other day, and
what,
I was like,
H-I-J-A-Z-I?
Yes.
What?
Jamie Presley from
Long Lost Family.
I can't believe I'm married.
Famous relative check.
Famous relative check.
I know. I just thought it was bizarre.
Oh, no, that is bizarre. I want to see like just a picture of the family after. That's really crazy. Heath and I did our first college show.
Oh, yeah.
A couple days ago.
That's
that was really cool.
USC.
USC. I was so fucking scared. It wasn't our show, so we were alongside with like other people that were performing.
Yeah, there was like
also
musical performances, dance performances.
Yeah.
And then we were like the special guest that they invited.
Yeah. So we were scared that if they even said what was happening in the end, because we were hoping we weren't a surprise guest.
Yeah, we were like, my fear was that it was a talent show and like people were going there yeah. to see like the students perform, and then it's like, and we got Zayn and Heath, and they're like,
and y'all talk for 45 minutes. Like, what did I sign up
it's
for?
It's so funny. Matt said, like, he went out, he's like, "What's up, guys?" And then
he walked out on stage not knowing how many people were in the audience. So he was just like, "USC!" And it was like a smaller crowd
yeah,
than he had thought.
Yeah, because we were told there was like 1,000 people out there.
Yeah, and then, it wasn't 1,000 people.
And there was, there was a couple. 100?
Yeah, no, it was a very intimate crowd, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it was great.
But there was people there that didn't know who we were. So like as soon as we got on stage, I looked at one person first, just one person, and this dude was just like that. And apparently we asked who knew us and he didn't know us. So that was the first
place
I saw.
There was quite a few people there that had no idea who we were, and I was like, "Oh shit, like they were here for the talent show." Like,
wow.
And there was someone sleeping in the front row. Did you see that?
No way.
Oh, I didn't want to like call them out, and I didn't even want to bring it up to you guys. Oh, this person was knocked out.
Matt, you should have told us.
Well, like, I couldn't.
So, I had no idea.
I would have woken them up. That would have been really
funny. They were kind of so far away, I couldn't tell if it was an older woman or like a stoner skater kid. Because like it was like the chin was up to the ceiling and like their hair, it was shaggy hair was back.
People were definitely just procrastinating and not wanting to take exams.
Yeah,
definitely.
It was a very different crowd, but it was a good crowd. They were actually
fun,
really
though.
Nice.
No, it was so fun, and they seemed pretty into it, I hope.
Yeah.
No, but people came up to us after and they were like, "That was awesome, thank you so much."
Thank you
USC for having us. We really had a blast.
Many more to come,
great.
Yeah,
right?
Invite us to your college.
It felt like practice for when we go on tour.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast tour gonna be lit, people.
Speaking of that, though, people should comment on the video or email us what city you would like to see us in.
Sorry, guys, this is our first time doing this.
Yeah,
ever.
We're gonna look back and laugh at that first one. It'll be fine. All right,
time to move on. All right, actually, let's end it. We've been talking for a minute, an hour and 15 minutes.
It goes quicker and quicker. It really does.
Yeah,
it's so fun. I love
so smooth.
It.
You know how I know we're having a good episode? When I'm sweating the whole time. Like, I'm completely drenched right
He's
now.
He's all hot and worked up.
Really worked up. And this cast is just,
you know,
like,
what's crazy, though, is we cut this and then we sit in the same spot and still talk for another 30 minutes before, like, you guys leave.
And we still kind of have our, like, podcast voice on.
Where are we?
Yeah, yeah. We're like, "Oh, what's that?"
It's funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, guys, thank you again for tuning in to Zanny Heath Unfiltered episode 14, baby! Hey,
we really appreciate it. Guys, we're getting bigger and bigger. You guys are telling your friends, expanding the podcast.
Oh, we're
audience,
getting bigger and bigger. All
and,
right.
We really appreciate it.
I'm 215 pounds now.
Zane! Oh my God.
Gain 5 pounds, baby. It's because I can't do all these medications. I can't.
The hair is keeping him from working out. The arm.
Oh my.
He cannot catch a break. But thank you guys again. Please, if you haven't left a review on the podcast, please make sure to do so. Also, we have Zane and Heath Unfiltered merch that we have out.
Oh, we are not. But we are not.
Yeah, Matt, show it off.
Woo! Mm. The neon light sign is not for sale. I know Heath pointed that when he said merch was on sale. But
one day, you never know.
We should make mini ones.
Ooh,
like mini desk ones.
No,
that would be so cool.
No, we should make ornaments.
Okay, well, we got to get to production fast. Because people have already decorated their trees.
We got a movie to write. We got ornaments.
We got a patent to file.
We
a board game.
Right. Shit popping off.
A board game.
The board game. That's what it was. Yeah. Oh, my God. But thank you guys for tuning in to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We really appreciate it. Guys, the podcast video comes out on Tuesday. Make sure to check that out
on youtube.com/Zane and Heath, and the audio form comes out on podcast apps, Spotify, and all those cool old podcast apps on Monday.
every Monday. We love y'all. Peace and blessings as always, and when you're out there, hope you guys are having a great Monday. Bring the juice, bring the funny,
bring the juice,
bring
the funny. Mm-hmm. The juice, the funny.
And then have a wonderful Monday morning.
Yeah. Can I say one more joke before we go?
Of course.
Yeah. It better be good.
No, it's good. Guys, introducing the new cast member of the Vlog Squad.
Oh, very good.
I'm wearing a cast.
He's here till Thursday.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next Monday. We love you so much. Mwah. And Zayna Heath Unfiltered out.
Oh. Sass.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.